Call the December 16th Public Works Committee meeting to order. President is myself, Alderman Koch, Alderman Clocher, Alderman Cornelius, and staff. Nobody on Zoom, I'm assuming?
Just Aaron.
It's Aaron. Hi, Aaron.
Just Aaron.
Alrighty, then I guess we can get to citizen comments, minutes for approval. We'll take the minutes as suggested. New business, item number one, PW 2025-119, sidewalk and trail plowing discussion.
You want to start it off and then I'll fill in what we know?
Sure. I know I received at least three calls about different areas, mainly involving schools and public walkways. Joe responded to one of them, and I kind of backed Joe on his wording and why we don't do it and why we haven't done it. I did tell that person I would bring the item up for discussion.
Sure.
And then it was piggybacked on by some calls that I believe you and Dan got.
I got calls, Dan got emails.
And so that kind of just piggybacked, which is why I'm sorry for having to bring everybody out for this one topic, but didn't want to wait till next year, basically, to address it. So you guys have some information for us, it'd be interesting to hear.
Well, this is the one that, just so you guys know, this is the one that me and Dan were getting from. And so I went out there on Saturday after the storm, which was like four days later.
Okay.
The school had done all their stuff where the parking lot is, but they didn't plow the park by the track. And then, of course, in our parks, that's a bike trail, I believe, we did in lieu of sidewalks. So that trail does go a lot further, but my thing, well, I would have told a person right there that, no, I'm not plowing the whole thing, because that's what, how many miles? 30?
we have 20 miles of
trail
in total.
So, but the part there, I wish the school, they could have took there. They probably have a machine that does it, right?
They could do it with a snowplow truck or their skid steer.
No, because that will look clean. It was all clean there, except for if you went west.
Would they use like a brush?
No, they have a little gator with a blade on it.
Mm-hmm.
And they have, I think, something. Do they have a little skiddy, John? Or
I think they have a small skid steer.
A small skid steer, but no brooms. It's all blades.
Okay. Yeah, or the pickup. I've seen them run the pickup.
Yeah, I've seen them run the pickup on the high school trail.
The high school trail, yeah.
So that would have been the one that I got, that Dan got.
And that's the one I called. That's David Anderson,
David Anderson, yep. Dan was from different people, the ones, the emails he sent me, so.
So we also had a call from the school district about Grand Reserve, so the eastern part of the school up through Stepping Stones Park there. Somebody had asked why, we didn't do that. The school district basically just said they don't do it, turned them over to us, and we said we don't plow any of our trails. So just as a baseline of information, we have about 20 miles of trails.
20 miles.
We don't plow any of them, ever. The only trails and sidewalks that we plow are both sides of the bridge in Town Square Park, because we have some recreational features there.
And Riverfront.
Yeah, and Riverfront. Parts of Riverfront.
We do plow our way to the beach or library if we use a machine.
Okay.
If we don't,
okay,
we never do.
Eric did the math after doing a quick pilot of the Route 34 trail. We can plow all the trails in town, but it'll take about 3 days with our existing equipment. So, if that's something you want to look at, we can. The issue is that Tim and I have, Tim did some surveying of other towns and park districts. A lot of places don't do trails, or if they do them, they'll do one or two of the featured trails that are like for transportation. The issue ends up being you have absolutely no liability if you don't touch the trails. So if we just leave them snow covered, if you do plow them, then you do have liability. So it does. You don't have, whenever anything goes wrong, you have absolute liability. But there are different immunity defenses that municipalities have for trail maintenance and some other things that get weakened when all of a sudden you decide to start doing it. So, and in general, the standard should be, if you guys say, hey, we want you to plow certain trails, it would be, we would need to pick which trails. We would need to communicate to the public and have some maybe signage and expectations, and then we would have to follow through on that. So if we tell everybody, we are almost never going to plow it. It's only gonna happen on, you know, certain circumstances. Like, that is more defensible, but less clear than if we were to say, you know, hey, we're gonna plow it after every snowfall. It's always gonna be clear. We're always gonna salt it. That's a standard you're held to. So obviously it's a lot more expensive. So it's all about managing expectations. And the underlying legal kind of designation is intended users. So if you do not intend for people to use the trails, you leave them undone. And if you intend for them to use the trails and open yourself up to liability and usage and maintenance concerns, you know, then you need to basically say, we as a city council are going to plow the Route 47 trail or plow the ones near the school, and then we should adhere to whatever those standards are. Doesn't mean that there's not going to be times where there's, you know, snow or ice on the trail. It's just, you know, you're supposed to communicate a standard and follow through on it. So the standard is, we will plow it 1 week after, you know, a measurable snowfall, you know, then that could be fine. It's just, do we want to spend the time and money to do that? Did we calculate salary or material costs for those?
We did not, but we went from 34 to Grand Reserve, and it was like 3 miles, and it was 3.5 hours. So if you do, it'd be forever.
Okay. Some of the problem is the trail on, like, we, our test pilot on 34 is where the state pulls all our material from the highway, and it, with it melting off the highway, gets on there with any kind of cold temperatures.
Yeah.
It's like a brick.
Yep.
And I would say another thing, Bart, is there's no expectation when I talk to you that these trails are getting done like streets are in the same timely manner. So, like,
well, I told these people,
like,
no
school,
way.
Like when we got the Thanksgiving one, I mean, we rolled into Monday, we're still doing streets. You're probably Tuesday to Wednesday at the earliest that you would even get to some of these. That the issues you had, guys got phone calls on, are still going to happen.
Yep.
And that's anywhere that I talk to. Nobody does them at the same time streets are happening.
And I don't think anybody would expect that this would be like the lowest priority of if something was to even happen.
Well, like I explained to that Davidson guy. I said, hey, these guys are out on 16-hour shifts, and then they got to take some sleep, and then they're going back out.
Right.
I go, so this is not going to get done maybe 3 or 4 days later. Maybe then, if it's no more snow, and then you want to declare that. And I'm not, like, I can't see how we can plow them all trails. But, like, something like that. I thought, so the school has the same reason they didn't plow it, their part?
I don't know.
Liability, you think?
I didn't get
talking
to
the school did this one, right? They didn't do the Grand Reserve one. They just did up to our park.
When I went out there, that was
they
still,
hadn't done it yet.
No, it was still full of snow. And I do know, I had told Bart about a guy at Fermi actually made a little
the bicycle plow.
Yeah, for behind his bike, and he was plowing the prairie path trail, and he got stopped and told them that he couldn't do it no longer. Because I guess other people were following his, what he plowed.
Yeah, it creates liability on the part. So, just a quick rundown of some of the other sites in case you want to pursue this. Okay, so this is YMS. So, you know, if the conversation is, let's do publicly owned property adjacent to there, that isn't anybody else's responsibility. So not in front of somebody's house. This is what you're dealing with. Prairie Crossing Drive, even there is sidewalk on the north side of the road here, so you'd have to cross, obviously, which isn't ideal, but there is an alternative route here. So, but we only own this section. This is owned by the school, and then all this is owned by the school. Everything else is sidewalk in the vicinity. So I'm going to go up to YIS and Circle Center.
Another thing would be...
So this area over here, my computer is going to... cooperate is entirely owned by the school district. So there isn't really anything that's like, you know, a gap here. It's either homeowners surrounding it or it is the school district property themselves. So I don't think there's anything here unless if you were like, we need to make sure that the 126 or the 47 trails and sidewalks are done. But that's all adjacent to school properties.
Can I ask a question? Did they do any of their stuff there? I'm not, I was, didn't go by there.
I didn't really look.
Okay. No idea. Yep.
I didn't get any phone calls or anything about it. The only one my guy was in front of the house or apartment or whatever.
You got the high school and then the grade school here, similar situation. There's not really anything that's, you know, publicly owned. So with the high school, you could say maybe in front of the library,
library
game farm area, you know, if you wanted to do that. But again, there's, you know, sidewalk that's adjacent to school for the rest of the way, and then it's, you know, some places there's no sidewalks. So
school has been doing that pretty regularly.
Good.
So they do that trail in front of the grade school going around to the high school?
Yeah,
they own that.
Oops, ours.
But they do it. Then why not do the others?
I don't know.
I mean, that would be my suggestion. I ask them to do it. But then I guess we open ourselves up to the liability.
Yeah, if you own it, you're responsible basically to maintain it. So Grand Reserve, here's what we're talking about. There's a sidewalk that goes out. This is all school property here. This is city property. So it's a park. So there's a trail that goes through it. There's also a trail that goes through the back end of the subdivision, et cetera. Do we maintain those, or are those HOA maintained?
Those are ours.
So
hey, what?
People have asked us in the past, like, why don't you do all the trails in Grand Reserve? Because my kid walks. You know, and that's a lot of trails.
I got a call from them this fall, and they just asked if we did or not. I said, we do not do any. And he said, thank you. That's all we needed to know.
Okay. That was from their HOA?
Yeah.
Did you tell me the city council one HOA agreed to do?
Raintree was going to look into it.
Yeah, I was wondering if they did it. I was going to ask you that.
He was going to look into it. I don't think they've done it yet. I didn't go out there and check to see this time, but he was going to call around because I think they knew their clubhouse, which is close to that.
Yeah.
Well, the clubhouse is a ways away.
But it's adjacent to the trail, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, the trail might go
trail
by it.
Right,
yeah,
by
it goes
runs
by it.
Yeah, my thing wasn't even that trail. I was just worried about things around the school.
Bristol Bay Elementary, it's not really applicable here. It's all school. I mean, this is the park property across the street. There's nobody that's going to walk past the school.
No,
you know, so that's not an issue.
Yeah, it's also.
And then Autumn Creek is the only other one. And there's the park greens filling station right across the street from it. And so that's one I know that we've had people ask, you know, hey, can you do either the sidewalk along Autumn Creek Boulevard or the trail through the park, or can you do Prairie Grass Lane? Because there is school, you know, this is all school ownership here, but it's the end of the subdivision. There's nobody there. So people have asked, you know, to do Prairie Grass Lane in the past too. So that's just what you're up against. If you guys decide you want to do it, if you are interested in us picking and choosing different sections, we can let you know what the cost is and then talk through whether we want to accept the liability to do so. And this does get asked about, you know, every few years, not as often as usually the mailbox policy, and then just overall snow plowing issues, you know, get talked about. But, you know, people have asked in the past, and we've told them we've never done this. You know, we don't maintain the trails in general. You know, usually the snow melts after a little while and people just stop walking to, you know, to school and some other places. So,
Tim, so, because the one that we're talking by Raintree there, that's a 6-foot bike path or whatever. It's a wider, right? It's not.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Yeah. So that little section, well, it's blacktop, right?
I believe so, yeah.
So it's probably melted now then. After today.
Correct.
If so, not, it will be by the end of the week.
Yeah. But I'm guessing, I mean, there's parts where I can see my grass in my yard now, so. Yeah, I don't know. It's.
I think one thing to remember is this was our first 8-inch snowfall since 2013.
Is that all it gets bad?
Yeah, and our snowiest start since 1978. So this is something that most people haven't experienced.
I suppose whatever new members come on council, you have to kind of reiterate what you've already talked about.
Somewhat, but it's driven by the residents, and it's just kind of a cyclical thing. We had a lot of snow in a very early time frame.
Yeah, I don't think I used my snowboard the last 2 years.
No,
I didn't.
Right.
So some HOAs, when we do them, and we do the bike paths, they take the maintenance of them, don't they, or not?
Well, some have privately owned trails, like the one over the Parkhead Creek. You have part of that trail is HOA owned. It's not even ours.
Yeah,
it's
Wyndham Ridge.
So, I mean, that's, yeah.
Wyndham
Ridge
is ours.
Yeah, well, yeah.
The main spine is ours.
You know, the other one you're going to get to, too, is if you do start doing this, are we going to do the ones over by Yorkville Christian School? Because you got our park and the trail that goes into that school, too, as well.
Mm-hmm.
that we would need to look at. I mean, we're going to get asked about it. Same thing here. You're probably got kids try walking the park view. Another thing I noticed was yesterday is the track team, the cross country team was running, and they were running in the street.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we do, yeah.
Yeah, but it was because of the snow. I mean, are we going to get called about that then? Is like we start doing this well, now the cross country team needs safe trails to run.
Well, that will open up.
Just things that are going to come up as you start going down this path.
Yeah, my call from David Anderson about Braintree here, I said in front of the park, he's like, no, all the way down to the end of Wendette.
Yeah.
So he didn't make that sound like that to me. He was like the piece in front of school.
Yeah, he was like, no, all the way down to Wendette, because that's where kids walk. Because they're within a mile and a quarter.
I told him, I go, it would stop the first time we get up the side.
I've been in the parent pickup line. There ain't no kids that walk.
Yeah, right.
Well, that was going to be my next question, was obviously my kids have been out of school a long time. Are there that many kids that even walk these days?
We looked at the crosswalk at Autumn Creek, it was surprisingly low, and the same thing at Bristol Bay. It was surprisingly low, like less than two dozen.
Is there even a school that doesn't have a sidewalk, though, near it? I mean, so it's not like there isn't an option for someone to walk to the school. Like, they all have a sidewalk that would be cleared by a homeowner.
But again, they don't have to either. It's right.
Well, no, but more than likely it will be.
Yeah.
And if it is, it'd be just one. I mean, most people aren't going to do it.
Correct.
So let me ask you this then, because this junior high is that's 13 and 14-year-olds, right? So they're being, and that's the only one, so that means they're being trucked over from the other side of town, right?
From everywhere.
Yeah. So is there crossing guards at the school entrance there?
No, that's what I think. The only crossing guard anymore is at the high school.
So to me, then, if you're going to make the kids walk it, then the school better put a crossing guard there, because you got all these people bringing all these kids across town, and none of them are driving age. So then maybe the school would. I don't want to plow it now. I don't know. It's just a thought I had that there was a crossing guard there that.
I don't believe there is.
Because then the kids could go down the north side and cross at the entrance of the school.
I can just leave it the way it is. If you want to look into like doing it in front of the school, you can look at it, but. Than that.
I think that was the main focus was near schools, right in front of schools, if we have trails, because the kids would rather walk the trail than the
on
sidewalk. And,
right.
You know, I mean, obviously in my neighborhood, they can only walk the streets, and so they cut through the field.
Right, yeah, that's, yeah.
They can climb through everybody's yards and fences now because they blocked off the end down there. So,
I would just say, and I mentioned it to one of the emails I sent you, Bart. I think it was South Elgin where they did start doing some of the trails, and the issue became then is people wanted them to do it for the bus stops too.
Mm-hmm.
That now that became
a
secondary issue. Is,
slope, you're gonna get
is that, oh, well, if you're doing it for the school, well, I need it for my kid to get to the bus stop.
Just before you said that, I thought about White Oaks because they were always asking about, because they don't really have a bus stop. They go at the end and they have right by their, the barn there. They just have a big field where they stand in. And so that would be the next, understandable.
Then who's doing them in Greenbrier? The bus stops are all shoveled.
The residents that live next to them,
probably.
No, I know the one resident. He got a landscaping company, and he doesn't do any of his sidewalks and none of that stuff. Yet somebody chiseled out the little corner.
An adjacent
resident.
An
adjacent resident.
Okay, I was just curious because I know it seemed like they were all done, and I'm like, I didn't think we did it.
No, we
when
don't.
When I lived in Bristol Bay, I was right on Bristol Bay Drive. And so mine was the last townhouse that was built. And I would go do that whole sidewalk all the way to Bristol Bay to the school.
Thanks, Jeff.
The bicycle blower.
Merry Christmas.
Just for my kids walking. So I did for my kids.
Oh, wait, I need that paper.
All right. Appreciate it.
You can discuss it more if you want.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
See you, Joe.
Any other questions about it or anything, or additional information you want to consider? I mean, it doesn't sound like you're saying go do this right now as much as you're just processing it.
But. I think there's a lot more discussed that needs to be considered before we would even consider doing anything.
All right, and before I can kind of have a good idea, what would staff's choice, if let's say you were told to do it,
mm-hmm.
are you going to try to contract it out?
No. Don't, we'll just do it after we're done. We have a good sized piece of equipment. We could do it. It would just literally take a lot of time.
So I thought maybe your numbers would come back showing if you contracted.
Contractors usually going to be 2 to 3 times higher than.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah. That number could come back really high, probably from if you contracted something.
And they would also probably try to use a snowplow where we don't really want to truck snowplow on there.
Okay. Yeah. I just wanted to get a feel for what you guys felt.
Some of the issue with
you're,
that
you got
is,
parts, guys. I don't know if you do that.
And the streets are plowed, and then we go back, and you're pushing it with a pickup. You're going to push all that snow in the
street.
And you got to go down to intersections and try and do something with the snow instead of using our
blower,
our snow blower that can blow to the side.
Like on a skinny? You guys got one mounted for a skinny? Or?
The trackless, same thing.
It, yeah.
Yeah, so it can turn to the side and just dump it right next to itself. But,
And I explained to Mr. Davidson about that. Just because the guys aren't cutting grass in the wintertime, they're plowing snow.
Absolutely.
I don't know if he realized that, because that's something that you get that argument where, oh, they don't, they're not plowing, they're
they
not cutting grass.
They don't have much to do. My
they don't know they're driving a snow plow truck, so.
Yeah.
Well, and I think another thing is we're unique in that we're Park and Rec Department, not district. Mm-hmm. So our guys are out doing the union guys the streets.
Streets,
where
yeah.
Park District, they're not doing the streets. Mm-hmm. They're taking care of their facilities and some of their trails. They don't have that responsibility. So it's a little bit different here.
Sure.
If we chose to take this over, would we need additional equipment or anything?
If you wanted to get it done in a more timely manner, yes. You would. You definitely would. You would probably want maybe a blower that went on the front of our Mini or on front of our Skiddy that we could actually use as well. But then we're taking two people's time, you know. And as we keep expanding, if you do all the trails at 20 miles, it would just,
yeah.
I just spent more kind of by the schools or something.
Yeah.
My honest feeling is that is a very slippery slope in front of the schools because it's just, well, why not to the
keep
corner?
Going, yeah.
Why not? You own this trail, you maintain it, why don't you maintain it? That's a tough one.
Would it be out of the realm of possibility to get in contact with somebody from the school district and maybe invite them to city council or something so we can have this discussion with them about maybe the schools going down a little further?
You want them to plow our trails? Is that the request?
Just that corner. Or I don't know what their schools are like.
Yeah, I mean, since if they're already kind of doing it in front of a high school, and if they're already doing it, like, in front of the junior high, just going down another...
Okay.
And I think they do it in front of that because they cross all day, every day, from the freshman academy.
Yeah.
Okay. So the question is, if they plow it, do we want to be responsible for the liability if something happens? Are we good with that? Because that's the outcome of it.
That's, I think, something we need to discuss with
sure.
everybody.
Which means you're saying basically if they plow it, they have to solve it then.
Yeah.
Even if somebody, I think just we accept the liability.
The minute they touch it and it's on our property, like we're still responsible basically.
Right, but we're responsible if it's ice and slippery from salting it or what's the liabilities?
And somebody twists an ankle on the salt.
Anything happens.
Anything.
Yeah. Like you say, we salted enough. You salted
but
it too much.
You salted it too much.
If you didn't touch it at all, there's no liability.
Correct.
Correct.
Yeah.
In Illinois, you're very protected.
Active nature.
Correct.
Because that's not the intended use of the trail, is to be a winter amenity, basically.
I
can ask the school district if they want to. My sense is they probably don't need to come to a city council meeting. Their answer is either going to be yes or no type of thing. So
okay. That's why I asked you if they even never contacted you about why they maybe they didn't want to do theirs either.
The extent of the conversation I had was an email from Zedeker who said, we had a resident who complained that you did not do the Grand Reserve Elementary School adjacent park trails and wondering if you could do it. And our answer was no. And the question from the resident was, can the school district do this? And they said no.
No, well then there's a joint.
Yeah, they're not gonna wanna maintain anything that's not there.
Sure.
Own
equipment. I understand.
Yeah. Good.
I mean, I'm glad we had the discussion. I don't know how you guys feel, but I'm kind of okay with keeping the status quo.
Yeah, I didn't want to commit to all the trail. That's a huge, and you got, well, Heartlands are probably.
Heartlands and Heartland Circle are private.
Yeah, and that's a whole different
thing. Yeah, that's private. So I thought
it was
private.
Right. Grand Reserve's a big one. There's a lot of trail we own in Grand
and
Reserve.
And the McHugh one is big.
McHugh's big. 34 and 47 are very big.
All right, so knowing that we
Kennedy
had a conversation,
Road.
Do you guys want any other information, like how much it would cost know, an equipment or, you know, time to do it, or is it just we're going to shelve it until the next time it comes up for discussion type of thing?
Or even number of walkers, if
yeah,
if there's
I
three
think
walkers.
The information would be beneficial.
Okay.
Just to have if we
yeah.
decide to look for something for the future,
okay.
But I think at least for this season,
okay.
we keep it status quo.
Okay, that's fine.
Everybody will.
We can have that.
Yeah, it's good. It gives us something to tell people when they call us, too.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, we had a handful of, I guess, concerns on the biggest snow we've had in 12 years.
Correct.
I mean, I don't know that we need to jump into anything for a handful of concerns.
Sure.
At this time.
I 100% agree.
Okay. Noted. Thanks.
All right. Any additional business?
Thank you.
Thank you.